And welcome to the Worldwide Golf Insider Podcast, episode 394. Greetings, everyone. Tom Broussel here. Thanks so much for joining us. Wherever you are, however you may be listening, we are just so thankful that you made us a part of your day. You know, the past few episodes of the podcast, we've been circling back with some of those individuals that we interviewed at the PGA Merchandise Show, interviews that can be found on our YouTube channel. A little different today. We want to take you to the actual interview we had with Titleist Golf Club's president, Steve Pelosek. Steve, or Pelly, as he's known in the business, is certainly one of the kindest and most energetic people you'll ever meet. So we wanted to share that interview with you here today. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this interview with Steve Pelosek of Titleist Golf. 2024 PGA Merchandise Show. Tom Broussel here with Worldwide Golf was certainly one of our favorite stops. Titleist Golf and one of our favorite people, Steve Pelosek, president of Titleist Golf. Oh, it's always fun. You
know? It is fun. It should be fun.
It should be.
Come on.
It's the greatest game in the world.
It is.
We look out over this show and just see the buzz and the energy. Talk about that.
Good buzz today. You know, we think the game's in a great place right now.
Yeah.
You know, and the halls are full. You know, rounds of play are up. Golf's in a good spot.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of players on course, new players off course. We're a little more focused on the more dedicated player on course, yeah. You know. But, yeah, it's good. We're excited to be here.
Titleist invests so much money in research and development year in, year out, year in, year out. The products keep getting better and better. Talk about that.
You know, it is pretty incredible the amount of work that goes into so many facets of my brain's jumping all over different categories right now, whether you're talking about designing a new driver face or designing feel into an iron.
Yeah.
That's science, you know, and whether you're working on the things we do to develop center of gravity positions and wedges, and it's the same thing in putters and moments of inertia, and it's fascinating to me, having done this for now, you know, over 30 years. There was always a lot of science, but there was always, too, a lot of art. What we've tried to do is obviously invest heavily in research and development, but at the same time, retain, maintain, enhance the craftsmanship, the artistry that goes into making a golf club that, when you look down to it, I know, and our designers do, it's packed full of technology, but a dedicated golfer still thinks, man, that looks good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it still has to look good and inspire confidence, but it's a blast.
Pelly, talk to that golfer that might be out there that hasn't upgraded their equipment in, say, three to five years. You say, talk about what they're missing.
Yeah, so we like, at Titleist, we like two-year life cycles.
Right.
Now, we have our R&D group is divvied up into categories of what's in your bag. We got the driver team, we got a fairway team, hybrid, iron, wedge, putter teams. Then we have an advanced research group that sits over all of that and really thinks downfield about new technology platforms. They're constantly working on things. It's not as if, you know, they're in a race to finish something every 2 years. No, they're constantly working on things, and we kind of tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, time to sign your work. We got to go. And
right.
They just keep going. So it's an iterative process. You know, we'd like to make sure, and that's why we like 2 years, that everything we introduce is absolutely better in every way than its predecessor. You know, we're here talking about SM10 this week, and Corey and Bob and Aaron, they'll tell you, every part of this is better.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're talking about grooves, profiles, soles, CG positions, finishes, everything. So they're absolutely better products.
Yeah.
You know, typically a dedicated golfer is replacing their driver every 2, 3, 4 years now. Okay, if you're longer than that and you're into the game, you're probably leaving a little something on the table purely in terms of the performance capabilities of that product. But I'll also add, overwhelmingly, above all of that, you really need to get fitted for your product.
Yeah.
You know, because we can only design so much pure performance into it. You know, take drivers, for example, TSR 1, 2, 3, 4. There's four for a reason, you know, and they all have slightly different performance properties. The fitter can find that, whether you're talking about which model, which loft, which hosel position, which shaft, which length, which grip size. You know, we pack as much as we can into it, but that fitter will extract as much as possible, you know, out of it for you. So, I mean, this stuff is not inexpensive. They're highly considered purchases. Go get fit. Make sure you're getting the right thing for your game, because it really does unlock the full potential of the product.
Yeah, somebody told me once, if you're going to invest this much money in like this, why not take the time to make sure that you've got the right product for you?
It's kind of my analogy sometimes, I said it years ago, is it's kind of like going to a nice men's shop or a nice apparel shop. You see a suit on the wall that you really like. I'll take that one. You wouldn't dare take that one without getting it fitted for you, you know? So it's the same thing in golf equipment. So just take the time. And there's so many good fitters, you know, and there's so much good fitting technology now that it's absolutely worth the time to do it.
Yeah. Pelle, it's always great catching up with you. Thanks so much. And for everything Titleist, make sure to visit any of our retail locations or worldwidegolf.com.